This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Mlindo the vocalist, Kabzara Small, Mashudu, Shino Kikai also on that with Mnigiwe Mali. Mlindo the vocalist, I did promise you that I'm joined on the line by the man himself. He's a singer-songwriter, an award-winning and platinum-selling artist with a new album coming out tomorrow. So Mlindo joins me on the line. Adventure Family, do help me welcome the one, the only, Mlindo, the vocalist. Mlindo, kunjani? Man, it's been a minute. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us on the show, yeah?
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Mlindo.
All right. So, my brother, the last time I saw you, man, we were performing. You were performing at the Capricorn FM event. And, boy, you took the house down. Now, when I find out, Butu Amguti, we tat happy low energy, man. Every gig we on the energy, we tat happy.
Yes, give and take type of image, you know, like you can't talk about about, but it's not like you saw an elf again, I ain't, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to ask, I'm trying to ask, yeah.
Amen, Butuam, amen. So, I mean, amen. So you've always been in the spotlight, Mlindo. I mean, you know, headlines also for all the wrong reasons sometimes in the past. What was, you know, the breaking point when you know what, it's time for me to make a change on certain things?
Over the past years.
Yeah.
But for me, I would say the thing that actually broke me the most, straight to depression.
Mm.
It had to be like the accidents. There was a time where I did like 3 accidents in the space of 2 months.
Oof.
So that was the thing for me. And, I discovered Shuchi. I've been away from home ever since to the industry from like 2018. So there were things, the big melodies you were like, So yeah, I think I got like out of touch in terms of engine. So I had to go and actually fix those things back at home. So, yeah, that was the turning point for me, yeah.
Oh, amazing, man, amazing. Now, let's take it back into, you know, the music again and speak about the feud, you know, that you had with DJ Maporis. It seems that all is well now. How did you guys, you know, get that resolved?
It was a thing of, like, just a young misunderstanding of, and then actually, me and him, we never actually spoke. There was, like, a lot of middlemen at the time between me and him. So it was a thing that we see, this thing is getting out of hand. And just calling the proof to say, hey, poison me, I don't have a problem with you. I never actually fought with you, so I'm just down to making music. So, and Poryu and I was on the same thing. The people were actually hired by him. So, because the only thing that was needed was just the studio, not the church.
That's very true. That's very true. No, man, sounds so good because you're dropping tomorrow a new album titled Uhambo, The Journey. Tell us about this album, Mlindo, and what inspired this project, and how would you, you know, describe to someone, you know, when they hear the project for the same time, what kind of sound are you trying to get to them?
So this album, it's still the Mlindo that the people know.
Yeah.
In terms of sound, it's just that because I took Fabi's call in terms of the production on this one.
Sure.
It just explains the whole thing. Ever since like I actually got into the music industry, the ups and downs that I had in the industry over the years and the growth, from Mlindo in 2018 at like 25 years. To the person that I am today. So all the stories are in the music and everyone will get to actually listen and hear for themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to midnight. Yeah.
No, sounds good. Sounds good. Now, the track list is out. You've worked with some amazing names, to name a few. Abu Setrill, yeah. Mass Music, Akatiers, you know, Abu Cowboy, Team yeah. Express, you know, Nabu Pila Glosi, you know. But, like, yeah. How did you, you know, go about choosing who to work with on this project, Uhamba?
For me, Malum is always the energy. I'm someone that believes in energy. Mm-hmm. So with this guy, it will be like a song that I start by myself,
yeah.
and just think, you know, like so and so would actually land on the song, and also the people that I've always wanted to work with. I always have like that thing, which I keep that thing, like the checklist, which. Yeah. If we would be like the Hawaiians or like young inspiration somehow, I always find like some time which if I'm making a song and just think about which one who would lend and actually help me to portray this message like in a better way.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how the selection was. It's people that I always wanted to work with for like a long time, and then the stars were aligned, and yeah, we just worked on the songs. Yeah.
That is beautiful, my brother. That is beautiful. Now, Mlindo, I need to put you on the spot, my brother. Unfortunately.
Nah, God.
16 tracks. I need you to pick one, your favorite track.
Oh. Hey, Yabon, it's like choosing between your own children now. You see now? You can't even call them, man. But for me, I would go with there's this other song, El Apo Etubuteng. Yeah, so when I was writing that one, hey, there was a lot of like hard emotions. I've been like making songs and been making in terms of like releasing. So I was complaining too much. I've made the songs, but why are they not coming out, you know? So yeah, it's, you know, maybe personal cool, and I really enjoy because in startup in the valley back to those feelings that I was actually fighting with at the time. So yeah, it would say, I think it's track number 40. Yeah, it's the song that it comes an opening for me, and I really can't wait for people to actually hear the message.
Inkumbul, it's with Setrill, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My brother, thank you so much for that. But before I let you go, what would you like to say, man, to all those people that have always been a team Mlindo?
Yes. I know there's been a lot that has happened, and I'm just grateful for everyone that still believes in the boy and enjoys the music. It's been 6 years. It wasn't easy, but and appreciate everyone that has been on my side.
Yeah.
And I promise not to disappoint them midnight.
Ah, one time. Mlindo, my brother, thank you so much for taking time to join me on the show. I'm so, so excited, and congratulations on this body of work, my brother. You worked so hard on it, and congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, one time.
Thank you.
Sure.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.